I'm Fiona, and I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober 28 days now, and I've learned so much here. It's crazy. I learned that my addiction to drinking was just a symptom for my underlying problems, and I'm trying to become more self-aware. Like, I have trouble with relationships. My ex-boyfriend, he was abusive, and that's one of the reasons why I drank. I'm an addict, and I pledge to work at it every day.
Well done, Fiona. I'm happy to say you are no longer an inpatient.
Congrats. Thanks for coming. I ran here straight after dialysis. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Are you okay? What can I do? What do you need?
You don't have to take care of me.
Well, the days of you taking care of me are over. I'm a rehab grad. I'm strong now.
Oh, I am so proud of you, sweetheart. And so well-spoken.
Good. I'm gonna need all the public speaking practice I can get before my court appearance this week.
The Bobby trial's this week?
Mom, what's wrong?
About that, we need to talk.
Thank you so much for the second chance, Mr. Simpson.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, Allie. And I trust this means that we won't have any more issues.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
And we are determined to support her. Her family is working towards understanding each other.
Well, that's great. And I have to admit, I'm glad to have you back for the standardized math test that are going on this week.
Welcome back, math test. Yippee!
I know you will do well, Alia.
Suspense is making me perspire. What's going on?
Sit with me.
If this financial compensation is not accepted, trial proceeds as scheduled. Financial compensation?
Bobby's offering us a settlement. He pays us $100,000, we drop the charges.
Forget it. He's guilty, and we don't exactly need the money.
Fiona, you know I am the first person to support you.
So then?
Last time, with your deposition, it triggered your drinking.
I'm better! I have coping techniques. If I ever feel like I'm gonna drink, I describe the room. Like right now. I'm with my mom. In a loft conversion with exposed brick and an anthropology throw.
But Fiona, a trial, especially this week, would be overwhelming for you. And do you really want to be in the same room with Bobby right now?
You were the one who said we can't let Bobby get away with it.
Well, things have changed since then. I only want what's best for you. Do you understand?
I understand.
I told you I'd be back.
Well, I guess after you ran away, I needed to see it to believe it.
Well, it's me, baby. New and improved.
Are you sure you're ready? I guess we can catch up with you in a hurry.
Thank you, Miss Optimism.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all behind me. Whatever they get up to is their business.
Hey.
Lock up the boys. Boiler Room Bandari's back on the scene. Bianca, don't you have somewhere to be? Come on in, Allie. We missed you.
Thank you. That's all.
So excited for CPR.
You want to make out with a plastic dummy? Your love life must suck.
Yeah, very funny. I'm applying to be a lifeguard this year, and I need CPR to qualify.
Okay. You four, and you four. Find your dummies.
Okay, can you switch with me so that I don't have to be in a group with Owen?
Why, what'd he do?
He's just gross,
so you want me to pair up with a gross guy? Nice sales pitch.
Shantae.
Just bite the bullet.
What a creep. Tinsley's no better. They deserve each other.
I was talking about Tinsley.
Why are you watching that? Testing myself, I guess. My mom thinks I'm not strong enough to go to trial. She thinks I should take the settlement.
You're strong. You can do this. You got through rehab, and all you have to do is tell the truth.
And if he's offering a settlement, that means he's scared.
You must have made a great deposition. Have you talked to Adam since rehab?
No. I want to. I just hope he doesn't think my drinking was because he's
transgender.
Can't be easy being different. So, want to help me convince my mom attending the trial's a good idea?
Of course.
CPR equals lifeguard training, which equals hot chicks and bikinis. It's a cliche, but it is a true cliche.
Okay, now let's try thrusts. 30 compressions, 2 breaths.
No. Arm straighter, like this.
I got it. Thanks.
No problem, just trying to help. Of course, if you need more help.
I'm good.
Pretty good money to be that dummy.
Fiona, all you have to do is sign the settlement paper and it's over.
I'm not gonna sign that.
What if you lose? How is that gonna make you feel?
Mom, please. What did Sherm say?
He has everything set to go in New York. All we have to do is show up. But it's just the two of us. Daddy's away and Declan's on his school trip.
What if Holly J came? Just for moral support.
Holly J, what about your health?
I have dialysis every other day, but if it's only for one day, I could ask my mom.
Well, you and Fiona do make a great team.
Oh, thank you. I can do anything with my mom and my girlfriend by my side. I'm gonna win this case.
Getting a jump on your homework?
I'm just keeping to myself. Beats hanging out in those corridors, watching my ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend.
It sucks, doesn't it? Everywhere I look, they're there.
Don't let a guy define your whole grade 10 year. Go make your mark, like, on the standardized math test.
Why? I thought we don't get graded.
You don't. These tests judge teachers and principals.
So if little old me does badly, Mr. Simpson gets fired?
That's not what I said.
But,
you know what, forget it. Just please do well on the test.
Laura, Fiona.
Hello.
Hi.
How's my favorite lawyer?
Well, the question is, how's my client? Tough and ready?
I think so.
Good. Come.
Hey.
How are you?
We're in session. Counselor, once your client gives her statements, she will be cross-examined by the defense.
CPR rules. It's kind of cool to know that you can save someone's life.
And why do I feel like I'm drowning?
What happened?
You saw how Owen was all over me, trying to pretend that he was helping.
I was watching like a hawk, but you didn't seem to mind.
Ooh, that's why I feel so gross. Just let him treat me like an object.
If it creeped you out, why didn't you say anything?
In front of everyone? Because that's not embarrassing at all.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe I'll drop out.
That'll teach him.
I know. I will just talk to Coach Armstrong and tell him to put Owen in another group.
As long as it's not mine.
Yep, promise.
We started dating in the summer in the Hamptons. But after we got back, Bobby got violent with me.
Can you be a bit more specific?
Grabbing at first, or shoving, and then he hit me.
So you allege. Miss Coyne, you were in rehab until just days ago, isn't that right? For alcohol addiction?
Yes, but I...
You're an addict.
Rehab taught me that I used alcohol to mask my problems. Like my hurt from being abused by Bobby. No girl deserves to be abused.
Miss Coyne, would you like to tell us how you got this bruise?
I got it when Bobby hit me.
Which you allege was on August 28th. Yet witnesses saw you after that with no bruise. And this picture was taken September 1st.
Well, I covered it up at first. I didn't want it to cause problems. But then I realized I should take a picture.
Didn't you embellish it with makeup? Make it look worse than it was? Miss Coyne, for the record?
I guess so.
So, you lied, made up a bruise, but you want us to believe that you were abused. Interesting. Oh, one final question. Have you ever had a successful romantic relationship?
Objection.
Sustained.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Please be respectful of students writing tests. Keep noise levels in the halls to a minimum.
Excuse me?
I think we need to talk.
Nope.
You got me kicked out of CPR.
I did?
Armstrong says I'm making certain girls feel threatened.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to get you kicked out, but now you can't harass any more girls. Oh well, tough break.
Okay, seriously? What did I do that was so wrong?
You touched me. And I didn't like it. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
What is that supposed to mean?
You threw Zane in a dumpster. You harassed Riley, and you're a creepy homophobe who likes to upset people. Why not grow up a girl?
Overreact much? Why didn't you just say something?
Like you would have listened.
Right, so instead you run to the teacher. How am I supposed to be a lifeguard now?
Can you describe your relationship with Miss Coyne?
She was one of those fragile flowers, you know? I wanted to protect her, but I should have been more careful.
What do you mean?
I just felt bad for her, you know? I mean, she was so confused. I wanted to help, but I shouldn't have gotten so close.
And how do you feel about Miss Coyne now, after all her allegations?
I just want to clear my name. You know, I don't wish Fiona ill. I hope she feels better someday.
If there are no further questions, we'll adjourn for lunch.
You all right?
Okay.
This was a bad idea.
You really were great on the stand.
Bobby's testimony made me look like a crazy person. Maybe we should have just taken the stupid settlement after all.
I have to excuse myself. Kidneys.
Honey, are you feeling insecure?
No, I'm fine, Mom. I have my flashcards.
I have to get back to the lawyers, but you two shouldn't have to rush. I'm really proud of you, darling.
There you are. Study emergency.
Claire, we have to ace this math test.
The standardized one? Grades don't count on that, Allie. You can relax.
It does for principals. If the school does badly, Mr. Simpson could get fired.
Okay, that's awful, but what are we supposed to do?
Study, get the other kids to, I don't know, something. It's been a hard year, Claire. I need a win. Please help me.
What's your plan?
The grade 10s are gonna ace this test and show everyone just how smart we all are.
Minor detail, some of the grade 10s aren't all that smart.
Well, that's where I come in.
Where am I? A New York bistro staring at a glass of wine. What do I hear? Traffic. Lots of soothing traffic.
Were you talking to yourself?
It's a coping technique. What if I lose? Fiona, you're winning just by doing this. Do not let him break you. Okay? What would I do without you? We're gonna come back to New York sometime to celebrate you being the best friend in the whole world, okay?
Absolutely. Are you stalking me?
Look, I just want to talk.
Of course you do. Well, I am not sorry for telling Coach Armstrong how you made me feel in CPR class.
I know. I did what I did, and he kicked me out. You don't have to apologize. I do.
Okay. Thanks.
But did it ever occur to you that I wasn't trying to make you feel uncomfortable? Look, I like you, Anya. You're a serious catch.
Okay. Well, as long as we're talking, I'm gonna be honest, okay? I don't like you like that. And I probably never will.
Probably.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I made you feel bad. Truce?
Sure. Like I said, Bobby's a great guy.
Thank you, Tinsley. We'll get to that. Do you have a relationship with Miss Coyne?
I met her like once and then she took off.
So you're not friends?
No. She's kind of a loner.
What about your relationship with Mr. Breckenridge? Are you friends? More than friends?
Well, we haven't exactly labeled it.
But you were involved.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like? Is Bob usually fun, outgoing?
Yeah. Yeah, it was dramatic dating Bobby.
All young relationships are. But I'm sure Bobby never seemed violent to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tinsley, for the record. So that's a no, then?
No.
Thank you. That'll be all.
When the defense attorney asked you if Bobby was ever violent, you hesitated. Is there something you'd like to share with the court?
I don't know.
Under oath?
We were at this party. Bobby caught me talking to this guy. He didn't like that very much. He pulled me away and, slapped me. Just a little bit.
Objection, this was not in the deposition.
It was only one time.
That'll be all. Thank you.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Miss O. We're just studying some math.
Good for you. I
thought of some kids that might want to join your club.
Our club? What did I miss?
Check your email, then delete it, then empty your trash bin.
Miss O sent me an email. Here are some students who might benefit from a little help. It's a list of all the bottom feeders in grade 10 math.
And one grade 11.
Oh, Drew's on here.
No, he's not exactly smart.
Which is why he's still in grade 10 math.
I'm so nervous.
It's over now, and you did great.
I have a verdict. After considering the evidence, we have found sufficient proof to find in favor of the plaintiff, Ms. Fiona Coyne, in the amount of $250,000. I'm going to recommend anger management therapy for Mr. Breckenridge. Adjourned.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, sweetheart.
Oh, thanks. You did it. I'm so proud of you.
In the night.
It's because of you, Holly J. You helped me through this. I love you so much.